Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
And good morning. Welcome to a holiday celebration at Rosie on the House, Hour 3, where you can join the conversation and allow us to put our remodeling experience together to work for you. And this long weekend, maybe you're, you know, recovering from the big meal and laying down on the couch and thinking about a project you might want to get started sooner or later when you feel better. Give us a ring and we can maybe coach you through it. 1-888-767-4348. We've taken calls the last 2 hours on all kinds of topics. There's hardly anything you can call us about and get us stumped because, as you heard earlier, if we're stumped, we always have an expert that we can reach out to and get the right answer to the right question.
And a lot of one of the best ways to get over that feast hangover, that food coma, man, get up and move around a little bit. It's still a great time to plant a winter garden, your leaves, your roots, great salad time. This is our favorite garden. By the time about New Year's comes along, we have nothing but fresh salads all the way through mid-March, April. Yeah. It can even go a little bit later. If you're doing Christmas tree lights, get out. That can be a little exhilarating. We've talked earlier about a little bit of ladder safety. We're going to cover some tips on not penetrating the stucco, using clips or anchors that way. It's a little bit different than a wood eave. And there's ways you can do it without breaking that barrier. Just get up and move around.
Just get up and move around.
Find something to do.
Find something to do. Get a project tackled in about around the house. 1-888-767-4348. Romy, while we've got calls coming in and loading up and Jennifer screening them, finding out names and questions, what have you got there? You've still got a stack of emails that we haven't gotten to yet. Who was looking for what kind of answers over the internet this week?
Well, Susan wants to know what we think about reusable air filters. You know, after years and years of just buying and throwing away, buying and throwing away, mm-hmm. buying and throwing away, is there a better way to just get one and reuse it so you don't create that much waste? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Susan, currently the answer still is probably not. There are extreme cases where a reusable filter is recommended, but you want to talk about waste. Nothing will shorten the life of your air conditioning unit faster than choking it. And that's a lot more expensive to replace an air conditioning unit than an air filter once a month.
And the other dilemma is most homeowners just aren't equipped with the equipment to really clean the air filter in a way that it's healthy when you put it back. You're washing this filter off when it's wet and it's damp. That's the highest probability of it attracting dust, dust mites. The wet and the dampness creates an environment that could start mold growth. And unless you're taking that reusable filter out, literally power washing it, scrubbing it down with some kind of microbial killing disinfectant, and completely and totally letting it dry before you put it back in place, chances are they're not as healthy as you would think they are. So if we're not a big fan of the reusable filters, what are we a fan of?
1-inch paper pleated air filters, not the ones that are blue that have an aluminum backing on it with a big circles on it, but the actual paper pleated up and down pattern all the way across
filtercrete,
something like that
is one. It'll cost you about $4 or $5 as opposed to 79 cents. And we used to tell people all the time, and just replace them every single time you're writing a check to your utility company. So you'd be replacing your air filters once a month. Well, with the new air conditioning equipment and the new tighter ductwork, we're actually seeing filters that can go longer than that. And besides, nobody writes a check to the utility company anymore. What? It's all automatic payment.
And it can be where your air filter is. If it's something that's on the ground and you have indoor pets, you're probably not going to get away with it.
That's true.
But if it's up in the ceiling, that's definitely something you can get away with for a couple years. But the 1-inch paper pleated once a month.
And before we leave that,
pay attention to the airflow direction on the filter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
There's
right.
an arrow, airflow, air flows into the filter.
Yeah. And the other thing is if the air conditioning comes on or the heater comes on and you have that paper plate and you hear an excessive amount of air whistling, then we probably will have to go back to the cheaper 79-cent filters because your return air is just too small, which is the case in about 80% of all the homes we've ever investigated. They're choking the unit with too small a return air. You put a good filter on it, it restricts the airflow even more, and now the unit's suffering. It can't breathe as well as it should. So if you hear a lot of whistling with that paper pleated product in place, go back to the cheap little spun fiberglass ones.
Kurt wants a little advice on rooftop walking while hanging Christmas lights. Is it okay on my curved tile roof? Do I want to step in the curved valley or the curved peak ridge when stringing Christmas tree lights? Well, if you can avoid it at all on a tile roof, especially when it's curved, the flat concrete tile is a little bit sturdier. But those curved ones, if you've got to do it, step in the valley. But I would suggest finding a way to get those lights hung without dancing all over the
Absolutely.
Roof. The more Absolutely. Wear you put on your roof, that's exactly what you're doing. You're just wearing it down. Paul wants to know how to hang lights on a parapet.
Oh, stucco parapet.
There's no good adhesive that sticks to stucco. There's no good way to drill in without breaking the water barrier. But there's a thing called a parrot clip. And it's just a horseshoe-shaped clip that slides over the top of your parapet. But it's called parrot, like the bird. Parrot clips. You can find them in any hardware store. They just slide over the top. It's a lot easier and a lot cleaner and a very, very inexpensive method to get a nice string of lights hung across your parapet.
A nice way to do it without intrusively breaking that stucco seal, for sure. And people think stucco all the time are waterproof, and we tell them over and over again that it is only the paint that makes the stucco waterproof, not the stucco itself. Stucco is actually just one big giant sponge. So you drill a hole in it and leave it exposed for use year after year after year. You're actually creating a very, very easy conduit for water to get into the house. And that's only going to create problems long term.
Let's go to Annette and see how we can help her this Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Annette.
Hello. I have a 1954 house, and I've got a sewer break under the slab.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was wanting to know what you have heard about the trenchless pipe replacement.
I would tell you, Annette, that in my mind, in the situation you're in, that would probably be the best route to go for sure. The other option, and they may still have to do this in one or two locations in the house, is literally saw cut the concrete floor, dig down to the line, excavate it, pull the old line out, put the new in. I mean, you're talking a major, major mess.
I know.
I just recently, in the last 30 days, walked through a house that had this done. I mean, there are holes all over the house. So, yeah, that new trenchless technology, Annette, would absolutely be the way you ought to consider going.
Do you have any idea how they connect, if it's like a Y? Because, you know, from the kitchen to the sewer is a straight line, but the bathrooms are coming off of that straight line.
Yeah, they probably won't. They'll just run a different, no?
Just run a different line?
Well, it depends how it's all run, because underneath your house, the sewer line is kind of run like a little spider. It goes all different directions. But again, they've got this technology down to the point where get the people there that do it, and the contractor that I know that does it and probably has more experience than anybody is the Ben Franklin Plumbing.
Okay,
call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and have them come out and just talk you through how they do this step by step, because it is a whole lot less invasive, and it's going to be your best bet for getting everything to start flowing downstream again, which is what we want a sewer system to do.
Yeah, because right now the tile in my house is coming loose.
Yeah. And you've done the research. You think it's a sewer leak as opposed to a freshwater supply leak?
Yeah.
Okay.
The height to the house was repiped, so I've got copper pipe going through the attic.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
And I had a sewer block, and they came out, and they said all they saw was muddy water.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. It's like you say, the house was built in the 50s. It's, you know, approaching 65, 70 years old. Well, maybe the old clay pipe, that's probably about the life expectancy of it. So give Benjamin Franklin Plumbing a call and have them come out and take a look at it and give you a detailed proposal on how they can get under there and fix all that without tearing your house apart. Sorry you're having to deal with that, Miss Annette. It's a fairly significant repair. But it certainly will be worth making the repair and getting that taken care of, because that moisture underneath that slab is going to continue to cause more and more and more problems.
In today's article in the Arizona Republic, we talk about tipping etiquette. Do you tip service contractors come to your home? But something else interesting, I'm not going to talk about our articles, something else I found in the Republic today, is things to do, holiday traditions around Arizona. And I'm going to start with the most obvious one, because it's where we will be next Saturday.
Oh, yes.
It's the Christmas tree lighting in Prescott. Every year for about the past 7 or 8 years, it's been a tradition. We go up and we broadcast live from the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon overlooking Whiskey Row, where the holiday parade goes around in the morning. And then that afternoon, they light up 140 trees right there at the Prescott Courthouse. It's a wonderful Arizona holiday and Arizona's official Christmas City, Prescott.
That's right.